Californians who support President Trump's refugee ban are harder to find than opponents, especially at the California state capitol. Democrats in Sacramento have been quick to slam the executive order, including Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon, whom we heard from Monday. For an alternate view, our Capitol Bureau Chief Ben Adler caught up with Republican State Senator Joel Anderson, who represents San Diego County and was a Trump delegate at last year's Republican convention.
What's your position on President Trump's executive order on refugees that went into effect over the weekend?
Well, there's a few things that come to mind. One is we know under the Obama administration, both the FBI and the NSA both said that these refugees were not being vetted as they come into our country. My district's one of the districts that receives a lot of these refugees. So we want to know, other neighbors want to know that they're safe. And so that's very important that we do it. And this is a 120-day or 90-day stay until we figure out that process to ensure that we can protect every American. Now, first 48 hours absolutely was it rocky, but you can see already by the Trump administration that they're moving rapidly to smooth out the process and really focus in. So I want to give the president time. His goals are admirable. I think that every American wants to be protected from terrorists smuggling themselves in as refugees.
Is there evidence of that happening so far?
Certainly not here, but in Europe, absolutely. And so we don't want to make the same mistakes that Germany and other European countries have made.
The executive order has drawn some criticism about whether it applies to a specific religion. Do you believe that it does, first of all? And secondly, are you comfortable with that?
Well, I actually read it, unlike most of the press. So all the fake news that's come out from the press saying that this is a Muslim ban is absolutely outrageous.
Wasn't Rudy Giuliani quoted as saying it was written as a way to be a Muslim ban without being a Muslim ban?
Well, that's Rudy's opinion. That's not what it says. Everyone's allowed to have an opinion. You know how that goes. No, nowhere in there does it ban Muslims specifically. It bans everybody from seven countries. And as you've seen, Christians, Jews, Muslims, everybody has been stopped while they're fully vetted. And I think that vetting people that come to our country is a good thing. Now, I'm hoping that at the end of 90 days that we come up with policies that will streamline it so that nobody religiously persecuted is harmed by it. But I think taking a pause is not going to, I think, significant enough to fix the problem. And that's what I'm looking for, solutions.
One other part of the order that there may be some change in it, according to Homeland Security, but folks with green cards were being detained too, and folks who had been living legally in the U.S. for decades in some cases being detained. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, we've seen in the last 48 hours that that's been fixed. That was not the intent of it. We're moving rapidly, and they're going to make mistakes, and clearly that was a mistake. But we do need to go back, and we really need to fully vet these folks to ensure that the neighbors that they have that are living here in America can feel safe at night knowing that they're not living next to a terrorist. And I think that when you come back to the American people and you can say that we have fully vetted them, they're going to be welcomed into those communities more warmly than they currently are, because when we don't know who they are.
Republican State Senator Joel Anderson speaking with our Capitol Public Radio Bureau Chief Ben Adler. Joel Anderson represents San Diego County. We should note that not all Republican state lawmakers support the president's refugee ban, but several Republicans who opposed it decline interview requests. That includes Assembly Republican leader Chad Mays. However, we did tell you earlier this week that Mays issued a statement acknowledging that bolstering national security is important, but when forced to choose between security and liberty, Mays said he will always side with liberty.